because Greg switched jobs right after I got my contacts. Now we're going to have different insurance and I can go get glasses.
Fuck yeah.
Because these glasses are flying off my face.
Why?
They just need to be tightened.
Are they just like worn out?
And they're worn out. They're like 5 years old, 4 years old, something like that. But I want different ones. I want them to be funky. Is that good?
Funky Monkeys.
The drink.
Do you want to try it?
Sure.
Maybe.
Ugh.
No, God.
Is it just like LaCroix?
It's a lot sweeter, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it's got like artificial sugar in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I would probably take this and like mix it with a LaCroix.
Yeah.
If I wanted to dull it a little bit.
Yeah, that reminds me of, I don't know.
It's super sweet. Mm-hmm. It would be good with maybe like vodka and club soda with like a splash of that.
Yeah. Just a little flavoring.
If I were a drinking lady.
I mean, at that point, you just do club soda with like a splash of triple sec or something.
Oh, yeah.
Orangey. I keep.
Why complicate it?
I'm falling apart. What?
I'm just tired. I'm tired.
I'm super tired as well. And I don't know how I'm going to make it tonight. Anyway, Beer Fest was fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was a success.
Success.
Like, all around. Like, Ben and Lindsay got into town on Friday. Everybody else, either Friday night or Saturday morning, they stayed at the condo right mm-hmm. on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, super cool. They were so close. They really liked that. Their beer did well.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice, beautiful weather. Everybody had a good time.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah. And oddly enough, Greg barely drank at all.
What?
Because he was serving beer and he was having fun.
Oh, yeah.
So since he was behind the scenes, you know, he had, because they're just little 3 ounce glasses. Mm-hmm. He had like a couple of those throughout the day, but nothing crazy. So, yeah. And then after, I made a giant charcuterie board. I don't know. Did I show you
the
pictures?
I saw it on Snapchat.
Beautiful. So we had that for dinner with everybody, and then we went home at like 11.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
So, yeah, it was a good time. I was a little bummed. Leanne was doing, like, family things, so she couldn't make it.
Oh, yeah.
And
that would have been fun.
She's one of our crew. Mm-hmm. But Stacy and her friend hung out with us for a little bit. Pat, of course, hung out.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a really good time.
That's exciting.
We ate at the Veerling one night.
I haven't eaten at the Veerling in so long, and I was talking about this with one of my friends just about, like, the nicer restaurants in town. And personally, I think the Chop House is overrated. My opinion. We've talked about this.
Well, the reason I think it's overrated is because I can buy an expensive cut of meat and cook it very well at home.
Yes. Correct.
For a fraction of the price.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's my issue. It was like Greg and I went there for our anniversary, but I also had a gift certificate.
Yeah.
Like
I'll eat there if somebody else is paying.
Yeah.
Like if they're just like, it's our company Christmas party, we're all going. Or, then absolutely.
I usually eat there during restaurant week.
Yes.
Because then it's like fairly reasonably priced for lunch or, you know, like a small dinner. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to just go there and eat, it's kind of like,
Like the Veerling is good from what I remember and Lanyap.
Like Lanyap is my all-time favorite.
I'll always go to Lanyap.
Yeah. But Veerling, when I went this last time, I typically get French onion soup. And then
I always forget that they have
salad.
French onion soup there.
Their French onion's good.
Better than port sides?
It is different.
Okay.
But I like it still.
So. All right.
I forgot to turn my phone down. But that's usually what I'll do is like a soup and salad. Well, the last time we went, I got the last time I went with Greg, like just Greg, I got French onion and they do like a blue cheese and bacon and spinach salad that's really good and has walnuts and stuff on it. And I got that and I could barely, I ate like half of the salad with my soup. And I did the same stupid thing last time I went. They had cream of mushroom.
Ooh.
So I got the cream of mushroom soup and once again got through half my salad. Like, why?
Can you order a half salad?
I don't know. Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. So, yeah, that was maybe stupid. But we ate there and that was good.
What? Nice.
Yeah.
I have, like, nothing really to talk about. It's my last week at my old job.
Yeah.
So next week I start my new job. Or when this episode comes out, it'll be the first day. I'm really excited, but I'm scared. It's different. So,
how different, though, is it from your current job?
Well, I mean, the job is not different, but
the people are different. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's still admin work. I'm just getting paid double.
I mean, yeah, why not?
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm, like, pretty sleepy right now.
That's okay. I know.
I didn't check your fridge for coffee.
I have some.
Okay. Maybe later I'll have to grab some coffee.
Or I could make you some.
Would you drink some if you made some? Okay. Well, that might
perhaps
have to be a thing.
I only have 2 more days in this bullshit job, so I don't really care.
Oh, if you, like, go to work all tired?
All tired and strung out. Yeah. It's fine. Anyway, not a lot of chit-chat this time. So we'll
I don't really... Work is normal.
Yeah. Same.
I can't really think of anything, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm. The Marge is this weekend.
Is it?
Do you know anybody doing it?
I'm sure I do. I just, like, can't keep track of what everybody's doing. I didn't know it was this weekend.
It's
wow.
This weekend.
And then the weekend after is the Shore Run.
I know, and I'm super bummed.
I'm going to be doing the 5K.
Yes.
We can talk about that more later. But I don't think I know anybody doing
I know
the
a
March.
Couple people. So
not off the top of my head.
I might be out. Well, my friend Carla and her husband. Well, her husband Paul is doing it, and she's going to be like road crew.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, like after I get my nails done on Saturday, I'll have to come out and help you.
It's fun watching.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one that Greg and I watched.
Yeah.
Or no, maybe it was the Marquette 50. Does the Marge have bikers too in it?
Yeah, it's mainly a bike event.
Okay, then yes, that's the one that I went to that our friend Bill ran.
Yeah, it's mainly a bike event, but they do have a couple, like, ultra
And then
runs.
There's, like, 100 and a 50 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, our friend ran the 50.
Stacy tried, didn't she?
Almost. She almost got it.
She got to, like, mile 40 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I remember we went to Red Lobster shortly after, and she was still badly chafed when she worked
there.
Oh,
yeah, because
from her back.
She wore a backpack, and the backpack chafed her super bad.
Ugh.
And that's part of the reason she just, like, couldn't handle it anymore.
She's like, no.
She wants to try for that again. I don't know. She said she wanted to try to do it before she was 30. So we'll see. What?
How old is Stacey?
Like 28 or something.
Again?
Yeah. She's a beeb.
Wow. I got told by my grad assistant that I am 29 or 30.
I mean, that's fair.
Thank you.
I know how old you are. So looking at you, I can't be like, oh, yeah. Or,
yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
One way or the other. I don't know. People typically think I'm younger than I am, which I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm fine with it, too.
Yeah.
She was like, the grad assistant was right on with everybody else in the office. And then when she got to me, she was like 29 or 30. And I was like,
that makes it even better.
I'm 36. And she was like, shut up. And I was like, yeah, like I have a stepdaughter that's going to be 18 that could have been my kid, like my real kid.
Huh.
It's wild.
Sorry, I will perk up, I promise. When we
That's
start
okay.
talking about this.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Italy in 2012, The Devil Inside, which is an hour and 23 minutes. You can find it on most platforms, but you have to pay for it. It's like $2.99 or $3.99.
No, I found it on, oh, it's one of the free channels.
Like, not Tubi.
It wasn't Tubi.
Freebie. Because you have a Roku, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot. Pluto.
Pluto.
It was on Pluto for free.
Nice. It's directed by William Brent Bell, who did Stay Alive and The Boy 2.
Oh.
I know. It's written by William Brent Bell and Matthew Peterman. It stars Fernanda Andrade. It's a terrible pronunciation. I am so sorry. she plays Isabella, or Bella, as I like to call her.
Mm-hmm.
Twilight. She was in Moon Knight as Mark Spector's mom. Simon Quarterman plays Father Ben. He was in Westworld. Evan Helmuth as Father David. He was in Fever Pitch. Susan Crowley, who plays Maria, Isabella's mom, not in a ton that anybody would know.
Okay.
That at least I would know. Shouldn't say that no one would know, but yeah. Minor roles here and there. And Ionet Grandma as Michael, the director, and he was in The Visitor.
Okay.
That's it. I only did one for those because a lot of them were just in like one like really big role and stuff. The only like super well-known person would be Simon Quarterman.
Well, it's got not the best reviews.
Awful.
Pretty awful reviews. But it still did pretty good. The budget for it was $1 million and it made $101 million. So it did win a BMI Music Award for I think just the soundtrack, which mm-hmm. which was Ben Roman's. But not a lot. Yeah, but it kind of tanked. I mean, not money-wise. A lot of people went to see it, but then a lot of people gave it bad reviews.
Yes. Which, after watching it, so I have seen this movie a few times, and after watching it, I don't know if I like it too much anymore.
Because it's, we'll get into that. Okay. We'll get into that later.
It's like every possession movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes. It's exact 100%. And I will even point out the places where I'm like, this is exactly what happens in The Exorcist. This is exactly what happens in, you know.
Yes.
I don't know. That's the
and
first
like,
one that came.
I talk about films, and we talked about this too. The Exorcism of Emily Rose and The Possession of Michael King are two possession movies that, yes, The Possession of Michael King was a found footage one.
Yeah.
I have my own thoughts and feelings about found footage possession movies, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the backstory in it was well done.
It
was surprising. It wasn't like, I don't know. And The Exorcism of Emily Rose was just a great movie.
I agree.
Yes.
This, however, all right. So it's supposed to be like a documentary
type
film.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wanted to try to murder me. I'm hinting towards the next film that we're doing. But two in a row.
I'm sorry.
With handheld camera.
I know. This one wasn't terrible, though.
No, because a lot. It was kind of like Deborah Logan.
Yes.
Where it's more like security camera type mm-hmm. footage and or Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
With not as much hand.
Yes.
Direct handheld. But yeah, Greg said I better be picking the next two because he also doesn't like these.
Oh, I have a lot of good things to say about the next one.
Okay, we'll wait till we get there. We're mm-hmm. getting way out of ourselves.
I know.
We're getting into the next episode.
Let's just talk about that one.
Yeah, fuck this movie. We'll go on to the next one. Okay, so in the beginning, the Vatican doesn't authorize filming of exorcisms. The Vatican does not endorse this film. Well, no shit.
No shit. It doesn't endorse any possession film because according to the Vatican...
I would say the Vatican, do they go out handing out endorsements?
No.
Oh, this gets the stamp of the Vatican on it. Like, no.
This is an approval. Your exorcism movie was better than all of the exorcism movies.
Yeah, this is the best one we've ever seen. This is the most accurate. Here, you get a prize. Mm-hmm. That I would watch that movie.
I would watch that one.
A movie about possession authorized by the Vatican. It's just like 2 seconds long.
For real.
We don't do exorcisms. Bye.
Bye.
It starts out with a 911 call. It's Maria. She says that three people are dead and she killed them in her house. Then it goes on to showing like, it's like policemen, almost like body cam footage mm-hmm. of walking into the house.
It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm. Hoarder house for sure. Mm-hmm. Like little narrow pathways mm-hmm. through boxes. And they do come across all the three different bodies, how they were like brutally killed with hammers. One guy was choked. Like it was.
Yeah.
Like
it was rough.
Yeah. Blood, of course, all over the place. And then the murder weapons. Well, all three of them were members of the clergy. Clergy?
Clergy.
Clergy.
Mm-hmm.
It just never sounds right to me.
Clergy.
They're members of the church.
They're members, yeah.
The news at that point, because obviously swarmed with, this was 1989.
Yeah.
So obviously news crews all over the street.
Church group meeting.
Yep.
Goes wrong.
Desperately wrong. Then it jumps to modern time and they're interviewing Isabella, Maria's daughter. And it's basically she's investigating. She's going to get to the bottom mm-hmm. of why her mother has been in an asylum.
But why?
In Italy for all of her adult life.
I just don't understand. I don't understand that need to figure something out like this. Like, just let it go.
Well,
maybe go and see her and just realize, okay, like, I saw her. She's fucked. Like,
I think it's different when it's your own parent. Like, obviously watching it, I'd be like, why did she do that? But at one point, her mother and her had a great relationship.
That's true.
They loved each other. It sounds like her mom and dad had a happy marriage. And then all of a sudden, she starts to, like, go a little cuckoo.
Cuckoo bananas.
And she was diagnosed with, like, a bunch of shit. And then...
What, like, a laundry list of disorders.
So, yeah, since I thought it was 1989, but I wrote 1987.
No, it was 1989.
Okay, so since 1987, she'd had seven different diagnoses.
Yeah.
Diagnoses.
1987 is when she started
mm-hmm.
getting a little funky.
Well, when Isabella turned 25, her dad told her what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That she was possessed, and that's why she killed the three people that she did. And that's why she was being treated in Italy.
Right.
Yeah.
3 days later, her dad passes away after telling her this.
I don't feel like that was really... I mean, maybe that put her in a position where she's like, okay, I need to find out what happened with my mom. I need to, like... That was her coping.
Yeah.
So she goes and just... strolls into the school of exorcism and sits down and starts like listening to the lecture.
That's not a thing. Like, I'm sure that they had to get like some media pass that allowed them to record in the thing, but like none of that is ever discussed. And I just think it's weird.
They're just in there hanging out with the class.
Yeah.
And she was happy at the time that the class was, pretty diverse.
It was, yeah. Which I imagine it probably would be.
Not just everyone watching videos and being like, that's the devil for sure.
And it's not just clergy members either.
Yeah.
Like, it's medical professionals. It's like members of the press. It's a lot like how it was in the right.
True. Yeah. So... She tells she's out to eat with some of the students of the class. She confesses why she's there and what happened to her mom. And they were pretty helpful about it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, are you going to go see her? This and that. She goes and visits her mom. Now, before she goes in to see her, the doctor tells her that she hasn't had a violent episode in 7 years. But before that, anytime religion came up, if they tried to pray for her, if somebody had mm-hmm. a cross on, she'd lose her shit. So once they kind of realized that was the issue, then, okay, no more religious yeah. items, no mm-hmm. more praying. And she seemed pretty chill.
Yeah.
Well, her mom, this part was like freaky, but it was also kind of like, I don't know, sort of.
Also, so Isabella has her bag with her.
Yeah.
Which probably wouldn't actually happen.
No, that wouldn't happen.
And there was nobody in there with her. Which I found strange. If, regardless of psychotic episodes in the past, I feel like that there would at least be somebody monitoring the door closely, like right outside the door.
Yeah, either right outside the door, right inside the door, giving them enough room for privacy.
Yeah.
Maybe take her out of her room.
Yes.
And have like a meeting area.
Yes. She has like paintbrushes in there. She could easily stab somebody with...
Yeah. Well, it's been like, 7 years, so she's probably mm-hmm. getting, like, rewarded.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she's, like, mumbling something because she's not responding to anything that
no.
Isabella's saying to her. And then she starts mumbling, and Isabella, like, kind of leans in to hear what she's saying, and she's saying, connect the cuts.
Yeah.
Over and over again. And when she pulls up her sleeves, her arms have, like, a gazillion tiny little cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Didn't like that.
No. And then she also tells her, you shouldn't have killed your child.
Yeah.
And Isabella is like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Because she hasn't had contact with her mom
Zero
in
contact.
20 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then she leaves her mom. She meets up with David and Ben. Now, they are doing exorcisms.
On the side.
On the side.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They reminded me a little bit of the guys from The Conjuring.
Yeah. So Ben's uncle was an exorcist. Like, he found out, like, when he was, like, a child that his uncle performed exorcisms.
Okay.
And then David was a physician and decided to become ordained so he could bring kind of science into religion.
Okay.
So that was kind of like their backstories.
Yes. And David is like Father David of a church.
He's an active
yeah.
priest.
Mm-hmm. So that like plays in more with it later. I don't really know what's Ben doing.
So Ben is ordained, but he's not an active
okay.
clergy member.
Okay.
He's ordained, but he does the exorcism. He's ordained essentially to perform exorcisms. That was the only reason for him to become ordained.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she meets up with them, and they basically tell her that, you know, whatever science tells you, fine, but you know within 2 seconds if it's an actual possession. Yeah. So what do? Take her and her camera guy.
Oh, it's just wild to me.
Take her and her camera guy to go see.
Yeah. So they talk to Isabella about, like, the signs of someone being possessed, you know, and there are 4 main signs, and it's abnormal strength, different languages that they hadn't been able to speak before. Unknown knowledge.
I'm surprised you have this written down and you don't just have it memorized.
Right. And then aversion to holy objects.
Okay.
I already knew that, but I had to write it down. Yeah.
Because those are the 4 points that they distinctly go over
yes.
in this film.
Yeah.
So, they go to a home. The daughter is possessed.
Rosa.
And they go in and they meet with her mother. They ask how she's doing. Well, she's gotten worse. So Ben starts to like walk into the other room and she's like, no, she's in the basement.
Just locked her away. Just locked her away.
And
my daughter.
They go down in the basement and it's so fucking creepy. It's like a scary Michigan basement.
This part
with like
actually
dirt floor.
Is pretty creepy.
This part, yeah, mm-hmm. This was scary. I agree. I'm not saying that there wasn't scary parts. I was just saying it was very like stereotypical.
Yes.
It's been a while since I've seen something new in like an exorcism type film, you know?
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
So the way she's bent is the thing that's like, ugh.
And, yeah, so she's contorted into this weird thing, and then David, like, injects her with a whatever.
Essentially, like, a muscle relaxer.
Yeah, and she kind of, like, loosens up or whatever. Would that work?
It was, like, a muscle relaxer slash, like, sedative type thing to just, I'm assuming, so that they can even do the exorcism without her losing her shit on them.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, her joints just bending in weird ways. I actually skipped this whole part. So because I just watched it yesterday or the day before. Standard though, she like freaks out. They're holding her down. She's swearing at them and clawing them. And like,
she looks at Isabella and starts like talking to her.
Yeah.
We have a tone to her voice.
We have a derogatory, like negative tone because I've seen this about 3,500 times.
Yes.
However, one part that I did think was cool is that when the lights went out and she was free and they got the lights back on, mm-hmm. and she kind of like climbed up the wall.
That was cool. Yeah.
That was cool.
But it's also in the previews.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, I hate that.
So it's
that.
Just like...
They did that in Legion, too.
Yeah.
Like, they showed one of the scariest parts in the preview.
Yeah.
With the old lady and the...
The old lady.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie is... I like that movie.
I do, too. I think I might have that on DVD, actually. So then, after the fact, after they leave...
She's cured.
Yeah.
From what you gather, yeah.
She appears to be cured. Mike, the cameraman, sits down with the camera facing him and like talks for a minute. And he's like, man, I don't know what I just saw. He kind of had like that attitude, but you get the tone that he's a believer.
Yeah.
Like after that happened, he was kind of like, I've never seen anything like this in my fucking life.
Are you a believer?
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I guess I believe in a lot of other weird shit, so why not?
Why not?
That mm-hmm. could be. But I also don't know if I believe in, like, demonic possession.
Or ghostly possession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't know about the whole, like, angels and demons thing.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And that's God
my,
and the devil.
That's my issue thing.
But then when, like, oh, we just watched one. Oh, we didn't just watch it. What lies...
As Above, So Below. What Lies Beneath.
What Lies Beneath.
With Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When she's possessed by the spirit of the girl. That is like, oh, that's fucking scary to
ghost,
me.
Ghosty spooks.
Ghostly possessions. Or... like in Dreams, when she was having like visions and like flashes of stuff. That's, I mean, mind you, I'm not religious. That seems scarier to me than a demonic possession.
Yeah, agreed.
Just because I could believe in that more than I could.
Yes.
Anyway, he seems like he believes. Well... David is on the fence about Maria.
Well, because David has a job and a position within the church.
Yes.
So David is
he doesn't
like,
want any of this to get out. He doesn't want anyone to know that this is like his little side thing he does.
And David is very much like, no, you guys are documenting stuff. You said you were not going to get involved. And that's what we're doing. We're not getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Where Ben is just like, no, we have to help her. Like, if we can help her, we have to help her.
Yes. And I totally respect David's point of view.
I do, too.
Because he has so much to lose. Mm-hmm. where like everything.
Yeah.
Yup. But
poor David.
They're not sanctioned to do this.
No.
I mean, it would be different if he was, you know, through the church, got the thumbs up. Yes, you can do exorcisms on the side. Obviously, he doesn't have that.
Well, and even if that, like, only, what, like, 200 or 300 exorcisms in the past, like, hundreds of years have been sanctioned by the church. So it's just like, okay.
Well, they decide to do it. Maria is in sort of like a medical exam room at the hospital.
Yeah, so Bella is on the phone. Bella's on the phone with the doctor, and they're not doing a reevaluation. She hasn't been evaluated in 15 years, and they were just like, no, she seems stable, like we're not doing this. And so that's when Ben is just like, no, we have to help her.
Yes. So they
I don't think they do.
Well,
they've known Isabella for 2 days.
But that's what that's their thing. Yeah. That's like they want to do it, you know? So, yeah, she's on like a medical exam table. They have cameras set up everywhere and they start the exorcism.
Mm-hmm. Which, who gave them clearance? Are they just doing the evaluation?
I think so. Like, they're like, oh, well, then also they lock the door. Like, once the shit starts to hit the fan in this room, the guards and orderlies or whoever, other doctors, are like pounding on the door. They don't have keys to get in there.
They don't have keys. That's what
That was one of my things. Like, they didn't block the door.
No.
They just locked it from the inside.
Yes.
So she falls asleep. So they start like praying over her, whatever, and she falls asleep on the table. And then they kind of go to the side and they're like, oh, we don't think she's actually possessed because this would not happen.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you noticed. You've seen it a few times, so you probably did. But while she's laying there, a fly comes out of her nose and then screams, like top of her lungs, crazy screamed. And then just flips the fuck out. You're like, yes, that is also, I agree. I concur. And then you like check a little box.
I'm like, oh, yep, you hit that. Thank you. Great, great.
The doctors are all pounding on the door. They get in there, thankfully. And this was after Maria like flew them across the room and like beat everybody up.
And
Not through them. She, like, flew them with powers. She puts her hand up to his chest. She, like, Anakin'd
them.
And he, like, goes flying into the wall.
It was a...
The Force. I believe in the Force more than I believe in demonic possession.
Same. but what do you think Ben did? Because Maria mentioned something when she's, like, having her freak out with the demons.
Oh, like, you'll never be forgiven for what you did? Like,
what did he do? I didn't deep dive enough to find out what he did.
I didn't either. What I'm thinking, because, like, this is very similar to other films of this whatever. I would assume that there was maybe, like, a hit-and-run accident. Like some type of car accident, even not a hit and run. Maybe he, maybe it was like a drunk driving and hit someone. Or maybe, like, that's kind of what I was getting, where he just felt like he would never be able to go to heaven.
It's like Constantine.
Yeah, he murdered someone, but not intentionally. That would be my guess.
Okay.
What was yours?
Maybe like his mom was possessed and he fucked it up and she died.
Or like, okay. So I guess we're kind of on the same page with that, where it's he maybe caused someone's death.
Yeah.
In some way or another. Yeah. What one was it where the priest had sex with one of his like parishioners, one of the people in the church? Was that the rite?
It was the right, but he, before he was ordained, he had sex with, like, his girlfriend, like, at the bar. Or not girlfriend, but, like, friend at the bar. Lickety split.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was, like, that was what was haunting him.
Yeah.
So I would guess some type of, I don't know, it had to have been a sin.
One of them.
Right? Had to have been a sin that is going to keep you out of heaven. Murder is the only one I can think of right now.
That he potentially could have done, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Well, after that happens, things start to get, like, a little goofy. So there was multiple voices on the tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to distinguish, like, what they were saying.
Yeah, and this is where Isabella talks about her abortion and how she couldn't carry to term.
Yes.
So that was why.
Yeah.
Which
so
is very sad.
That is super sad.
Mm-hmm.
One of the voices on the tape says, "You wanted him to die."
Yeah.
That could that have been directed? Was that directed to her, though, or was that directed to maybe Ben?
I think either one. I mean,
because that, like, maybe he had, like, an abusive dad or uncle or something, and then when they died, he was, like, good.
Maybe.
And then that was his sin that, like, haunted him for, like, not forgiving or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. We should probably look that up.
A lot of it's alluded to.
Yes.
Well, I looked it up on Wikipedia, and that didn't help me. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, David at this point is stressed out over his job.
He's not doing well.
No.
He's like, we fucked up. This shouldn't have happened. And I feel bad for him.
And he ends up getting a nosebleed.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, I've had, like, stress-related nosebleeds.
Yeah.
So it is something that happens. But then it's just, like, a bunch of other shit. Like, Isabella starts freaking out because she can't find her keys.
Mm-hmm.
She's stressed. Mike is stressed. Everybody's kind of, like, edgy after, like, seeing the exorcism.
Yeah.
More than they should. At the house that night, they're, like, arguing. I think it's Isabella sees David in the kitchen. And she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm fine. I just need a second. And it's shot from the living room. So you're, mm-hmm. like, looking through the living room and then see part of the kitchen door.
Yeah.
Well, then when she walks away, he turns around to what he was doing and he turns out the light. And you're like,
shit is getting hinky.
This is not good. Well, they found, because they had put in a request for Maria's, like, exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
It got denied after they'd already given it a go.
Yeah.
The incident was under investigation, is what they said.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing, whatever. Well, David is going to work. He's going to the church to perform a baptism. And Mike is going along to film it just as part of their documentary.
Yeah.
Just to cover all the bases. Oh, we'll do some filming at the church with Dave just doing his day-to-day.
This is a nightmare. This is a nightmare.
This is a total nightmare. So David on the way is explaining, like, how a baptism works.
Mm-hmm.
I've always heard this about baptisms, too. If you die before you're baptized, you don't go to heaven.
You're one of those purgatory babies.
Yeah.
In Dante's Inferno.
So you have to be baptized to get into heaven. He's explaining another way there. Now, during the baptism, oh, my God.
Do you want me to do it? Because you...
Yes. This was the scariest part for
yes.
me.
Yes. So David is anointing the child with oil and stuff. Everybody is super happy. And then, you know, he has the child over the basin and drops some water on its forehead, la-di-da. And then some, what?
Well, some churches, they dunk you.
They dunk you. And I imagine in the churches, in the Catholic churches in Italy, I imagine that they dunk you.
See, I thought that was just like a Southern thing.
Where they're like, just where, like, you must be embraced in the heavens, Lord Lot.
Where they like, you know, walk adult human beings into the river and dunk them. Where
a child, you just.
Because like I remember when we went to church, we both grew up Lutheran. They would like sprinkle the baby's head with water.
They
would, yeah.
They wouldn't like dunk
the,
you.
Like they'd hold the baby over the big bowl of water, but then just like lightly tap the water.
It's mostly for symbology.
It is. It's the symbology.
But David like does the over the head water and everything's fine. And then all of a sudden you see something snap and he just like dunks the kid and is like holding the kid under.
Ugh.
The kid lives.
Yeah, but like it's a tiny baby.
It's a tiny, tiny baby.
And it's what scares me so much about it is he's a bigger guy and he's holding the baby underwater.
Right.
And the family is flipping out.
Right.
Trying to like pull the baby away from him, trying to get his arms without out of the water without hurting the baby. Yeah.
And so then once David like gets away from
the
basin, he passes out.
Yeah.
He just like blacks out. Yikes.
Ugh. Terrifying. Well, she doesn't even know, like, Isabella doesn't know what's going on at this point.
Oh, chatty Kathy.
Kitty cat! Come here. Get in here, cat. Come here. Hi. Like
Max. Well, whatever.
Max, I don't care. Yeah. Everybody can listen to Max for a little bit, too. Hi, sweetie. You're so skinny.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Hi. Hi.
And we have a kitty intermission.
Yeah, kitty cat intermission. Are you done now or are you going to keep crying? Are you going to have her extra toes removed?
Yeah.
On the back? I just saw it flopping
around. That's happening Monday.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry for you, kitty cat. Surgery time.
Surgery time. No babies.
So, Isabella is at their house, like, losing it to the camera.
Yeah.
And just about the stress, everything that's going on. Well, David comes back in.
Well, and Isabella looks at the camera and is just like, I would take this camera and shove it in Michael's face.
Yeah, and she's all violent about Michael.
And then she says something, too, that's just like, how does it feel... seeing your mom cheat on your dad or something like that she would not have known. Like it was some like infidelity thing or whatever that she says to the camera. And then
yeah,
David
it's like,
comes
how
in.
Does it feel seeing your mom cheat on your dad with his best friend or
it's
something
fucking
crazy.
Wild.
But she gets like all intense when she says it to the camera.
Something smells rotten in Denmark.
That's not the expression, is it?
Totally is.
Rotten in Denmark.
I'm almost positive.
I don't think it's Denmark.
Well, continue.
Are you looking?
Yeah.
So David comes back and Mike tells Isabella and Ben like what had happened.
Something smells rotten in Denmark.
Huh.
Is used to describe a corruption or a situation in which something is wrong.
Something might be rotten. Okay.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Mike comes back then, tells Isabella and Ben what happened.
And Mike is just like fucking shocked. He's
like,
what the fuck?
He can't believe it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a loud crash upstairs and then the power goes out. Yeah. David is definitely possessed, obviously.
Yeah.
He had cut his wrists super bad. And I don't know, is it Ben or Mike that's first trying to talk to him?
Ben.
Okay, so...
Because Ben has been his roommate for years, I imagine.
So the police show up, which they would after what happened
to
the church.
That situation.
Mm-hmm. And the policemen show up, they go upstairs,
And Ben is telling them, like, don't go up there.
Yeah.
Like, don't go up there.
Well, they do. Well, then he manages to take one of the officer's guns.
A trained officer.
Okay. Well, okay, in his but defense. But it's dark. It's dark. David is possessed. So he does maybe have a little bit of extra strength or speed there to do something like that. He takes the gun and he puts it in his mouth, and it's so sad because Ben is trying to like talk him down.
And like he looks at Ben too and says, he says to say thank you. And then he shoots himself. Like he tries to do the Lord's Prayer and he can't remember it.
Yeah, he starts saying the Lord's Prayer and he gets halfway through it and he goes, I forgot it.
An ordained priest.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
And he just like, oh, I know the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
Just because I had to repeat it 20,000 times growing up in church.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah, he forgot the prayer and he kind of gets this like defeated look on his face. Like,
what is the point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he shoots himself.
Yeah.
Isabella immediately drops to the floor and has like a seizure. At the hospital, because they don't know, I mean, they know what's going on, but no one else does.
Yeah.
She loses her shit. She attacks a nurse.
Pretty badly.
Badly attacks a nurse to get out of there. Mike and Ben take her from the hospital.
Well, and she's like contorting in the hallway.
Yes.
It's just an insane scene.
Yeah. Cause it looks like she's having a bad seizure again.
Mm-hmm.
They take her from the hospital.
Yeah.
And seems normal for a second.
Yep.
She's in the back seat and with Ben, and she starts fighting Ben.
Yeah.
In the back seat. Mike, who's driving, this is all filmed with like a dashboard cam.
Mm-hmm.
Mike in the front driving starts whispering to himself, takes off his seatbelt, and you can tell like the car is accelerating.
Yeah.
And then crash.
Mm-hmm. And that's the end of the movie.
That's it.
I hate the ending. I hate endings like this because there's no resolution. There's no resolution. And what pisses me off about this one in particular is that they're just like, oh, go to this website to find out more. No, fuck you. I need resolution now.
I need it in the film.
Camera.
Yeah.
And I hate abrupt endings like that. I wish...
Well, so there's an accident and the car rolls. You see the car roll a few times and then you don't see anyone in the car.
Yeah.
Like.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I need answers.
Did you know that 28 Days Later was supposed to end like that?
I would have hated that movie.
It was supposed to end with them crashing into the gate. And then they wrote like the happy ending.
I like the happy ending. And it's not even a happy ending if you read the comics.
No, but it's, you know,
right.
Happy for the movie.
Better.
Better. Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I think it was like every other possession movie I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Were there good areas? Yes. But I didn't feel like any bit of it was unique.
No, and it's been one of those movies that I've had on DVD. And like I have said earlier, I'm very particular about my DVDs. But actually, after watching it this time, I think I'm going to donate it because I'm just like, meh. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know what switched in me that just didn't like it this time.
I think it's because you've seen every possession film on the planet and you realize that this one was just another one. Because even the right, it's like, ooh, a priest is possessed.
Yeah.
Or like Deborah Logan was a little weird because she was like also suffering dementia, or they thought that's what it was. So they weren't even like going into it with possession. It was more of
And that movie scared the shit out of me. Deborah Logan. Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it seems like everyone has like a little quirk that kind of makes it stand out, but I don't feel like this.
It doesn't.
Did.
I really like the possession about the Jewish demon.
Ooh, that one's a good one. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good.
But yeah, most possession movies start off, we didn't know they were possessed, and then all of these signs and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I'm okay with that because that I feel like that's normal. I wasn't okay with it in this one. I just didn't like it.
I didn't really like it either.
Wow. Look at us.
I know. Both agreeing that we don't like something.
Ugh.
Like I said, I feel like everything is pretty much was done before.
Yeah. What would you rate it scary wise?
I would say a 2.
Yeah.
And gore, like practically nothing.
Yeah. 1.5 maybe.
Well, I would say 2 because I would count like the weird contorting bodies as
gross
gore.
As ick.
Mm-hmm. Over scary.
Yeah.
So I would have to say a 2 and a 2.
Yeah.
I guess if you really like possession films, then this would be a good one to just watch so you can have the experience of it. It wasn't terrible. It just didn't stand out to me.
Correct.
I think that's what it was.
And watching the preview too, I was getting all amped up for it. And then when I watched it again, I was like, eh, it's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's it.
That was The Devil Inside. If you like what you hear, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night on mtrsradio.com at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.